So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf brought four opinions as to how to interpret the machlokes of our Mishnah. Rav Nachman said that Beis Shammai and Basil argue about whether Muktzeh and Noilad are Asar on Yom Tov or not. Rabbi said that we're speaking about a case of Yom Tov Shechal Acher Shabbos, and that Beis Shammai and Basil are arguing about the law of Hachana, whether Hachana is required for food and provisions for Yom Tov. Rav Yosef said that the machlokes is based on the Gzeirah of Peres Hanoishin. Rav Yitzchak said that the Isra of the egg laid on Yom Tov is a Gzeirah of Mashkin Shezavu. Our Gemara now continues. Kulik Rav Nachman le Amri Kikushin. The other three opinions did not agree with Rav Nachman because of the Gemara's question. Why did the Mishnah not discuss the chicken itself? Kriyaba Nami le Amri Hachana Leslahu. The other opinions did not agree with Rabbi's interpretation because they do not hold of the concept of Hachana as being deraisa. Rav Yosef my time alam Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yosef did not agree with the interpretation of Rav Yitzchak as he holds that eggs are more comparable to fruit, both of which are food, rather than to juice that seep from the fruit, which is a liquid. Rav Yitzchak, my time alone, Rav Yosef. Whereas Rav Yitzchak holds that an egg is actually more comparable to fruit juice, both of which are contained items, the juice within the fruit, and the egg within the chicken, as opposed to an actual fruit, which is not contained, but rather exposed on the tree. The Gemara shows that Rav Yechanan agrees with the opinion of Rav Yitzchak, that a newly laid egg is asar on Yom Tov because of Gzeira of Mashkin Shezavu, based on a statement where he compares the two. The Gemara now questions the opinions of both Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef, who hold that the reason for the Isra of the Be'esh Nalda B'Yom Tov is because of a Gzeira, Peres HaNoishrin, or Gzeira's Mashkin Shezavu. Meisve, we learn in the Braisa. Echad Be'esh Nalda B'Shabbos, Echad Be'esh Nalda B'Yom Tov, Eima Talton Leisa. An egg laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov may not be moved at all, since it is Muktzah. V'sveika Asura. If the egg was laid ben Ashmashas, and we're in doubt if the egg was laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov or before, it is forbidden Misafik. Vimnis arva be'alef, kulon asuras. And furthermore, if the egg becomes mixed into a batch of even 1,000 eggs or more, all of the eggs become forbidden misafik. The Gemara asks, Bishlam ila rabba da amma mishma chana have a sveika de reisa, b'chol sveika de reisa l'chumra. This brice is understandable according to Rabba, who explained the Mishnah based on a chana, which is de reisa, and in a sveika de reisa we go l'chumra. However, according to both Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, who explained our Mishnah based on a gzeira, the egg laid bein hashmashes would then be a sveika drabanan and called sveika drabanan lekula. The Gemara answers, Seif asan lesafik treifa. The Seif of the Braisa which mentions sveika lechumra is referring to a sveika treifa, an egg which might have come from a non-kosher bird, which is in fact a sveika deraisa. If so, the Gemara asks, why does this egg now become batel in the larger batch of eggs? If the Isra is because of Beish Nalda B'Yom Tov, we understand why it does not become batel, because Kaldavish Yishla Matir Nafel B'Elvle Batel. An Isra which will later become Mutter, such as this egg which will be permitted after Yom Tov, does not become batel. Rashi explains with the Svara, Atra Techlenim B'Isra Techlenim B'Heter. Why utilize Bittel to eat something inherently Aser when you can wait and eat it when it is inherently Mutter? But if we're talking about an Isra Trefa which is permanent, why would it not become batel? Our answer is Bei Chashuv of Lebatla. An egg is a significant item because it's a Davar Shebeminyan, something that's sold by count and therefore does not become batel. However, this is subject to Machlekes. We will review the various opinions briefly. First, we have a Machlekes Reb Meir B'Chacham. Reb Meir says Shedarkei Limonis Mikadosh. That which is sold by count does not become batel and forbids the mixture. In other words, Davar Shebeminyan Lebatla. Chacham say Eina Mikadosh Ela Shisha Dvarim Belvad. Only six very exclusive items are considered so significant that they do not become batel, but generally davar shebeminyan batel. Now, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish how to interpret the words of Remeir. Yechanan Amar, es shadarki limon shanino. Only items always sold by count and never by weight or estimation are considered davar shebeminyan. Eggs do not meet this criterion and according to Rabbi Yechanan are not a davar shebeminyan. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, kol shadarki limon shanino. Items that are generally sold by count, even if they are sometimes sold by weight or estimation, are considered davar shebeminyan. Eggs do meet this criterion, and according to Rish Lakish, are davar shebeminyan. The Gemara cites a braisa that agrees with Rish Lakish. Litra katsias are dried pressed fig cakes. They were pressed on the mouth or edge of a round utensil, and then lowered into the utensil. The scenario of the shaila is as follows. He had many such utensils. On one of them he pressed figs of truma, while on the others he had pressed figs of chulun. And he does not remember which one is truma. Now, we must remember that truma requires a ratio of 100 to 1 to become batel. We have two versions of a machlekes. According to a mayor, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Hatachtoinis malas esalyoinis. The figs inside the kli are mevatel figs on the mouth of the kli, because we consider the figs on the mouth as if they are already inside the kli. Pshua holds, Emyesha meya pumin yalu. If there are 100 other kelim of chulin, they can be mevatel the one kli of truma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Emyesha meya pumin yalu. Pshua holds, Afil yesha mshalish meya pumin lo yalu. It does not become batel at all because it's a davish of a minyan. Litrikatzias are like eggs in that they are generally but not always sold by count. They are sometimes sold by weight. Rabbi Shua and the Braisa Beitzes Treifa hold that this is enough to be considered Davash HaBeminyan. This is what the Gemara means, Hai Tana Tana the Litrikatzias Hu the Amar, Kal Davash HaBeminyan Afilu B'Rabbanu Lei Batal, V'Choshken B'Dai Raisa.